Pinna.
I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS. .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
Meet Sugar Monster, who thinks you should only eat sugar, and Molly, who thinks you should eat healthy things. What do you think?
Pinna.
Hello and welcome to Food Talk. I'm Ed Roberts. And joining me today is a noted expert on children's food. Is this right? The Sugar Monster?
Yes, that's right, Ed. Hello, I'm the Sugar Monster.
It's an unusual name.
Well, I think you'll figure out why they call me that pretty soon.
All right, I look forward to it. So, tell me what you think children should be eating.
Well, Ed, I'm glad you asked me that. The first thing that every child should have before every meal is a big bowl of ice cream.
Ice cream.
That's right, ice cream. They can have their choice. They can have chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, rocky road, chunky monkey, whatever they want. That's where you get variety in the diet. The most important thing is that it's a really big bowl of ice cream.
That's an unusual approach.
The next thing is they should have a really big candy bar. That's the main course, is a lot of chocolate and peanuts and nougat. Gotta have nougat.
A candy bar.
That's absolutely right, a candy bar.
Very, very interesting. Anything else you recommend in a child's diet?
Yes, I recommend the kids finish every meal with a big piece of pie. I like chocolate cream pie myself, but you could have banana cream or... I guess apple, but I don't want you to have too much fruit. And the most important thing is to wash it all down with a big gallon-sized sugary soda.
That makes sense, coming from the Sugar Monster. But let me just ask you one thing. This doesn't sound like a terribly healthy diet.
Ew! Healthy? Who wants kids to be healthy?
Well, I think a lot of people do. Their parents, for instance?
Oh, come on, Ed. Who wants to do what your parents say? I want kids to be able to eat whatever they want, all the icky, gooey, sweet stuff they love, and that keeps them from growing too tall. I want kids not to have to brush their teeth every night so their teeth rot and fall out. I want them to be able to take baths in mud so they stay dirty all the time, not that clean water. Come on, kids. This is what you want, right?
Well... why don't we take a call from a kid we have on the line? Molly, you're on Food Talk with the Sugar Monster.
I don't agree with what you say, Sugar Monster.
What's the matter with what I say? What are you eating?
I'm having some chicken.
Chicken? That's terrible. What else are you eating?
I'm eating zucchini, too.
Zucchini? That's a vegetable. Don't you know that?
Yes, I do.
Why are you eating it?
Because I wanna. It's good for you and I like them.
Good for you? What kid wants to eat things that are good for you?
I do, and I think all the kids in the world want to eat them.
You better not be having some rice or something like that.
I am having rice.
Did you start with a bowl of ice cream?
No.
You're not going to put a bite of zucchini in your mouth right now, are you?
I will.
Don't you do it. You're not eating it, are you?
I am.
Well, our guest in the studio has exploded. What do you think of that, Molly?
He always does that.
What do you mean? You've met the sugar monster before?
Yes.
Where?
He comes to my house every night.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And he always explodes?
Yes. When he sees children eat healthy food, he gets so mad he explodes.
Well, we'll have to have him back soon then. Molly, thank you, and good for you for eating healthy food.
Bye.
That's another edition of Food Talk. Join us next time when we hope the sugar monster will have put himself back together. I'm Ed Roberts. Bye-bye.
Want to hear from Molly and the Sugar Monster? Listen in on Pinna, where you can hear audiobooks like Mo Willems' Leonardo the Terrible Monster and music like Green Gorilla, Monster, and Me. Check out Pinna on the App Store or Google Play.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.